Pastor.
Dearest brother and sisters, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Believe me, I am so very happy to be here this morning. One of the men said to me, as English is not your first language, make sure you speak slowly so that people can understand what you are saying. I will do my best to be understandable. Thank you, Dr. Phil, for this opportunity you are giving me to speak to the congregation. Thank you so very much. I'm so very happy to see Papa Jim. Papa Jim is the one who brought me here in 2010. We met in 2003 when he came to visit his family-in-law. There is a Congolese man who got married with her daughter, Nehemi. And when he came, he said he liked to work. He's always busy. He said, I will not just sit like that for 1 month. And he came to our university where the university was using me. The seminary was using me like an interpreter. And all what he needed, somebody to interpret for him and to help him do what he was supposed to do. And the university appointed me, said, help this man. I said, no problem. And we decided to fix all the toilet there. Toilet in Congo is not like your toilet here. Toilet in Congo means toilet. Yes. We did that work with him and another man for, I think, 3 weeks or 1 month. And after that, he decided to come back to America. But he said to me, I want to see where you are staying. I will be very short. I said, come and see. And he came to my house. I had a house with one bedroom. And we had a very big crack in the wall that you could see outside. He was just so very surprised to see how poor I was. And he's a very strong man. That time he was really strong. And he said to me, can we go and sit outside? I knew that he was afraid because he thought the house is going to collapse. I said, and we went to sit outside under the tree, and all the time he wanted to speak, his mouth was shaking, and he could not speak. And he said, can you accept that I help you? I said, yes. Okay, I will sell my house. You just pray. If somebody buy my house, I will send you some money to improve your life. You are so down. And he came back here. He was supporting me with his daughter, Nehemi, for a period of time. And his house, it was somewhere here in Shingle Spring here, was sold. And he sent me a lot of money to buy a property, to buy a house. But I said, the house will be for myself, but I will not buy a house for myself, but I will go to the bush and buy a property. I will have my house, I will have an orphanage, I didn't tell him all those details. For him, he just wanted me to have a house. But when he came, I took him to the bush. He said, what is this? I say, yeah, this is the property I bought from the money you sent me. And I will build my house here. And he said, this is, okay. He kept helping me until he said to me, Didier, I'm broke. I do not have money. Now I will take you to America. You will meet with my good friend. They are good Christians. And you will speak to them, the Lord can continue to help you from those people. And before that, he spoke to his church also, First Baptist Church at Bonners Ferry. They started helping me until he brought me here. This was my first church he brought me in. And I spoke here. And from that day, your church is praying for me. Your church is never abandoned me. And we didn't have a church. We didn't have a property. Now we have four churches. And we own all the churches that we have. We have electricity 24 hours. We have water 24 hours. Many of you will say, look at this African man. He's talking about electricity and water. Here you are taking all these things for granted. But in my country, only 10% of the population has running water in his house. And now we have solar panels. And in my country, we are like rich people. But if you come there, you will see, oh, these people are very miserable. Yeah, I want all this. I didn't know that he would be here. I was thinking about him while I was coming. And I'm very surprised when I arrived here, they say, no, Papa Jim, he's here. And I met with him. We had lunch. And this morning is again there, and I glorify the Lord Jesus is faithful. If he opens a door, no one will close it. If he closes the door, do whatever you want, no one will open it. This morning, I want to share with you something very important, inspired from my last, and you could see the hand of the Lord. You could see that the Lord was with us. It's like I heard about Jesus, but now I saw him. He's real. Our God is real, my brothers and sisters. It's not only words. God is real, Jesus Christ. That is the reason why I share with my pastor, my friend, my brother. I said, if you give me the opportunity to speak, I will speak about who is Jesus. Who is Jesus? Many people will say, this is a stupid question. No, Jesus Christ asked the same question to his disciples. One day, you will remember with me, in Matthew 16:13, one day Jesus was with his disciples and he asked them a question. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And the question was very simple. But some said, oh, some are saying that you are John the Baptist. Others, you are Elijah. Others, you are Jeremiah. Others, you are one of the prophets. Jesus looked at them. They were calling him Master. He looked at them. He said, and what about you? They didn't have an answer until Peter said something very, very special. He said, you are the one who is supposed to come here, the Messiah, to save people. Jesus was very happy. Many people today are following Jesus Christ. They are coming to the churches. They've spent many years in the churches, but they don't have a clear idea who Jesus Christ is, really. All the time Jesus Christ spent in this world, he tried so very hard to help his disciples to understand who he was. You remember sometimes he was doing signs, he was speaking, he was a very good teacher. And his disciples were not understanding. After everybody will leave, They will ask the Lord, what did you mean when you said this and that? They say, even you don't have enough intelligence to understand that. Jesus wanted them to be intelligent. But finally, as we know, he opened their spiritual eyes and they understood who he was. But it was not easy. You will remember also that many people were following him. And the Lord looked at them and said, very soon, this is not what the Lord said, but I'm just imagining what the Lord said. He said, very soon I will leave this world. But what I started must continue. But not with people who do not understand who I am. And now he said to them, okay, I need people who can drink my blood and eat my flesh. People say, no. This is too hard. Who can understand this? And many left. And the Lord did not follow them. He was just quiet because he knew that after him, things will be very difficult. And he needs only people who can be filled with the thinking of the sacrifice, people who will trust his word 100%. He just needed those people as a small group who will continue the work when he will not be there. They left, and the Lord was quiet and asked them, why you didn't leave with them? And one of the disciples replied, to whom? You are the one who has the word of life, the word of life. Word of God, word of life. That is the reason why we will read few verses that will remind us this morning who Jesus is. What is the goal? What is the goal? Maybe I will say many things, but I want you after listening to all what I will say, to go out of this room with three things. After hearing, listening to all this, I must renew my commitment to love Jesus more, to obey Jesus more, to trust Jesus more, because Jesus is real. Okay, I will have Dr. Phil to read for us Luke 1.
When the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, how will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.
Amen. Our God is very intelligent. He sent his messenger, angel Gabriel. He said, there are many women in the world, but I cannot use all of them. Mary pregnant, another woman pregnant, from the same man Jesus. No, I will choose only one. It's grace, grace, grace. That is one. That is why the angel will come and said, you receive grace from the Lord, so that Mary cannot boast and say, no. But she could not understand because she was a virgin. She didn't know. Her mind was very, very little. Before you can have a child, we need a combination between a man and woman. But it was very high. But the angel was very patient. The angel was very polite. The angel explained to Mary how things are going to happen. The angel convinced Mary. And Mary said, I'm convinced. Now may the will of God be done. Because the angel said to her, you don't understand what I'm saying, but make sure that nothing is impossible with God. They said, oh, now I agree, I accept. May the will of God be done. And the angel said, my mission is finished. Let me leave now. And he left. After the angel left, the things happened exactly like the angel said. In the beginning, it was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. The Word of God is very powerful. If we are serious with the Word of God, God will be serious with us. We will see the hand of God, how powerful it is. The angel is describing the identity of the child who is going to come to this world. As the pastor just read, the Almighty, talking about the throne, he would reign, you know. And it's not any child. That child is God. This morning, I want to remind you that Jesus Christ is God. That is the reason why when he finished his mission, he said to his disciples, those who will believe in you, baptize them in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the disciples, when they were full of the Holy Spirit, now they understood that, oh, Jesus is God. And they start baptizing in the name of Jesus. Because they understood that he was God. And in Matthew, Matthew 1:23, it's clear. You will give him the name of Emmanuel, which means God among his people. When you talk to Jesus, make sure that you are talking to God. And I will not read this, but there are things that you know. In Luke, this is the testimony of the angel first. Now, in Luke 1, 39 to 45, John the Baptist will be full of the Holy Spirit from the womb of her mom, just in contact with Mary. Mary, carrying Jesus, went to visit Mary, Elizabeth, carrying John the Baptist. The contact of Mary and Elizabeth, communication of the Holy Spirit. Just imagine from the womb. This is very special. I was thinking about it. I say, oh my goodness. Only God can baptize with the Holy Spirit. Only God can fill somebody with the Holy Spirit. This is something that can convince us again that the Lord Jesus is God. And now, Jesus Christ will grow. You know, at the period of Jesus Christ, you cannot be the rabbi if you are not 30 years old. Jesus could start his work at the age of 20, 25, but he wanted to respect the tradition. He waited until he was 30. But he said, before I start, I need to go to John the Baptist to be baptized. He will go there. John the Baptist will see him. He will say, no. I don't accept that. I'm the one who's supposed to come to you. Just say, no, just do it, John. And while John the Baptist was baptizing Jesus Christ, the Bible says, the sky was opened and a voice say, this one that you see is my beloved son. Listen to him. It's like God was saying, all the time Jesus will be there. Don't come to me. This is not said in the Bible. This is how I understand that. Listen to him. It's like we call that in French, ambassadeur plénipotentiel. The ambassador that the president is giving all the power, all the power, is not like any ambassador. Is the ambassador that has the power, like the power of the president. If he send that ambassador here, they will welcome him like they are welcoming the president. And the God himself from heaven is testifying. This is a mystery. He's saying that be careful with that person. He's special. Listen to him. Jesus Christ is God. And after the water, we know what happened. The testimony of John. John will see Jesus Christ passing. And John will tell his disciples, do you see that man who is passing? Is the Lamb of God who is taking away. Not covering, taking away. Which means I'm a sinner, but when I say, Jesus, have mercy on me, just said, are you serious? Do you think I can help you? Yes, Lord, you are my only hope. They said, okay, all your sinners are forgiven. Now, we call that in French casier judiciaire, which means if you have a problem with the court, you will have a casier. You will have things that people are accusing you. But after you will meet Jesus Christ, it's empty. This is what the Lord can do in the life of someone who believe in him. It's God. It's God. The Lamb of God. And the disciples started following Jesus Christ. And the Lord noticed that people were following him. He said, what are you looking for? Say, where are you staying, Lord? He said, come and you will see. These were the first disciples of the Lord. We know that story. And finally, a bunch of people were following him, but they were not sure that he was God. Jesus was a great teacher, speaking. He could speak from the morning up to the sunset. He was speaking a lot, teaching people, teaching. One day, Philip, he said, Lord, show us the Father. This is in John 14, 6 to 11. Show us the Father and it will be the end of everything. Show us the Father. John 14, 6 to 11. And Jesus will say to him, Philip, so many times you are with me, you never discover that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me. The one who sees me sees the Father. How can you say, show me the Father? Now, the testimony of the angels, of the angel Gabriel, the contact with Mary and Elizabeth, and what happened, the testimony of God himself from heaven, when Jesus is having his baptism, and the testimony of Jesus Christ himself. He's saying that I am God. I am God. And now our question is, why he's telling those people that I am God? Because he wants them to be sure, to be convinced that everything will be okay, even when he will no longer be there. And as we know, he promised them the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come and he will help you. I will not abandon you like orphans. When I went to our immigration with the children, those people didn't want to leave me go. Okay. And something touched my heart, because everybody there is pastor, elder. I said, these people, are they reading the Bible? Do they know what means an orphan? An orphan is a special status in the society. Orphan, widows, they are people who are calling the attention of God. For the widows, God is protecting them. You will remember Luke 18, 1 to 8. That widow that was going to the judge, do me a favor. This is the only land that my husband had. Now my husband is no longer there. Do me a favor. Don't take it. I don't have a place to stay. Oh, go. I said, maybe that judge was a Congolese, because this is what is happening in my country. If you have money, you are right. If you don't have money, you are not right. And finally, the judge said, no. This widow will not leave me alone. This is Jesus' teaching. Jesus is not intelligence. Jesus is the owner of the intelligence. He created that. He's the one who created the intelligence. He's the one who created the wisdom. He's the owner of those things. When he's talking about something, he's giving us many lessons. And finally, the judge said, this woman will not leave me alone. Let me just help him. And the Lord said, do you see what the judge is doing? Bad man and me. I will help you. If you do trust me, the Lord wants us to trust him. He doesn't want us to be only Christian by name. Christian on Sunday. And this is what I used to be. Talking to people about Christ, but the Lord was just patient, looking at me. He said, Didier, blood, you need to drink the blood to eat the flesh. It's good, but until when I will support your mistakes? When you said I'm a Christian, it means I want to be contaminated by the big Christ. I want to be like Christ. But you cannot be like Christ if you don't learn from him. And Paul later will talk to Timothy. He said, don't joke with the word of God. The word of God is giving us very precious information. He's doing things in us. Those information will convince you. You will not be the same person after listening to the Lord. It will convince you. I said, you were working like this. He said, hey, Didier, be careful. Where are you going? That way is not good. These are the information, the teachings. But I need to be convinced. Oh, thank you. Which way I should take now. He said, no, take right. It will correct. It will correct you. Now, when you start working in that way, now you say, oh, you were right. Oh, no, this is a good way. Now you are instructed. Instruction is all what remains to you after forgetting everything. One, you receive the information, the word of God, what Jesus Christ is telling you, and you say, Lord, I'm convinced this is the truth. And what should I do now? You need to be corrected. And all those steps, it's in the grace, in the favor of the Lord. The Lord will see the deep intention of your heart. The Lord doesn't want us to remain babies all the time. No, the Lord wants us to have a deep connection with Him. We can say, Abba, Father. When we have a problem, we say, Dad, Father, I want you to help me. I want you to open the way for me. Because He said, if you believe, nothing will be impossible with you. He's not lying. My son is having a problem with his brain. Is a big part of his brain is missing, and it's replaced by water. We call that hydrocephaly. But now, we took him to Uganda, and we paid a ticket. We were supposed to go Lubumbashi, Kigali, and have another connection to Entebbe. Lubumbashi, Kigali, it's 1 hour and a half, and Entebbe, Kigali to Entebbe, something like 45 to 1 hour. Something happened. My brothers, what I'm telling you now is very important. It's helping people to grow in the confidence with the Lord. And we took off, and we were landing. Everybody were very happy. Ah, finally, we are landing. And the plane started to shake like a leaf. And the pilot went up again. And my son was next to me. He said, Dad, what is going on? I said, we are going back there. Why? I said, I don't know. And the pilot did not come back, just going, wah, wah, wah. And I said, at least the pilot should tell us something. What is going on? He was quiet, and I asked the artist, what is going on? We were landing, and now we are... And all the plane was quiet. I take my mask, I put like this. I said to my son, we need to pray. I remember what I said to the Lord. I said, Dear Lord Jesus, my Savior, if you are happy with this game, not me, it's not a good game, I'm afraid. You are the master of the hair. If you want to continue this game, Lord, take me to Entebbe, and then you will do what you want. Oh, yeah. Finally, ding dong, ding dong, the pilot will say, we are short the gas. We are out of gas now. We cannot go to Kigali anymore. Now we need to go to Entebbe and take some gas. And after 45 minutes, we landed in Entebbe, where I was going. And finally, I said, let me talk to the man on the plane. I said, this is my last destination. I said, no. Here, we just came to fill the... I said, no, this is my last destination. I said, drop me here. He said, no, it's not possible. Let me ask the pilot. He asked the pilot, the person said, we want to check. They checked and said, I'm coming to Entebbe. And we were the two of us, me and my son, Aija. I said, do you have a... I said, no, we just have a carry-on. I said, and everybody were looking at us. And I went there. I said, you go there. Yeah. Be careful with what you ask Jesus. He may give you that what you are asking him. My son that you see there, he was he had a problem with his leg. Yeah, when he was born until the age of 3, yeah, he was working like this. Walesa. And I went to see my pastor. I said, Pastor, my son is having a problem. People were laughing on him, especially when he was running. He was running like this. And people were laughing on him. And finally, it was disturbing us. I went to see my pastor. He said, Didier, okay, I will send you to a friend, a good friend. He was a doctor working for the Christians, Dr. Chilumba. I say he's too small, and we don't have a technology here that can help his leg. And I went back I said, you need to wait until it will be 11. Oh, very, very sad. And my pastor said, okay, Didier, it will cost a lot of money, but we need now to ask Jesus. Give me the picture of your son. I will put it in my Bible so that all the time I read the Bible, I will remind, like what you do when you put our picture to the fridge, so that you can remember. And we start praying for years. And we see the leg started to adjust. And now it's working normally. Can you come and work a little bit and see what? And yeah, this is, yeah. Okay. But in my country, there are also people who want to manipulate people, fake miracles. They will just go to somebody and say, okay, do like you are, and I will pray for you. But this is real. Why we are saying all these things? Jesus is real. Now, I want to land now. We need to love him more. Love Jesus more. Love Jesus more. The summary of the New and the Old Testament is only two things. Love your God with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your time. Love your God and love your neighbor like yourself. That's it. Love Jesus means spend much time with him. How? In prayer. Prayer is prayer. Prayer means put time aside, kneel down, and start talking to the person that you love. Oh, Jesus, my Lord, my Savior. It can take 5 minutes. It can take 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour. 2 hours, it depends on how you love. Here in America, I heard that you have a problem when you don't talk with your wife or with your husband. The wife can say, I don't understand her. She's not talking to me. He's not talking to me. But it's the same with God. God wants us to talk to him, even if he knows already what we want to ask him. How much time do you spend with God? Talking to him. You said, I will be alone with my God. You can be seated. You can be there thinking about him. You say, Lord, you are wonderful. Lord, I remember what I used to be. Lord, you did wonderful things in my life. This is prayer. And praying for others. Praying for the world. Praying for things will not improve in our world, my brothers. And the Lord said, when I will come back, am I going to find people respecting my recommendation? Say, pray. The Lord said we need to pray. And what is prayer? Prayer is telling God what He said already. Prayer is nothing else. But if you are used to read the Word of God, you will have something to say. If you don't listen what God said, you will not have something to say. Or you will be saying things that will not match with the will of God. And it will be just noise. God will not take it seriously. Because the exercise, the spiritual exercise means I listen to God and I talk to God from what I listen. Everything is here. Do you want good health? It's here. Do you want our protection? It's here. What do you want? It's here. Do it according to. Now, the Lord doesn't want us to be lazy. Read the Word of God. I said here one day, we have 24 hours. Give the tenth of your time, 2 hours and 40 minutes to God every day. It will be difficult in the beginning, but you will get used. And it will be easy. My brothers, we need to trust in the Lord. Why? Because sometimes things are extremely difficult, like what I experienced. And the Lord listened to our prayer. He had mercy on us. And when Dr. Phil sent me a message saying that some pastors here gather to pray for that, I said, Father, if you will not give us what you are asking you, I will be very surprised. I will be very surprised. Everybody telling you the same thing. And that thing is in your will. You have only one child. I'm your child by adoption. Beyond Jesus Christ. And those children need to be in the family. I'm so happy that I'm among you. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I don't want to be long. We need to spend time with our God. Exercise ourselves. Treat hard our body. Our body like facilities. Remember, 6 days of work, 1 day of rest. It's not the opposite. We need to work hard. Our God loves hard workers. Physically and spiritually. And He will invest in you. He said, this is the kind of people I like. Don't forget, in the house of the Lord, we have 4 kind of vase. Vase, I don't know. We have a vase, gold. I like to say that in French, gold. De terre, gold. Gold. Argent, bois et de terre. If you treat hard your body, God will consider you like precious gold. In the house of God, we have many people, but not many people will have the same value. And when we will die, we will not have the same crown. There are people that God will say, Dr. Phil, are you there? Come, 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 come. He will stand up. Boom, 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 boom. He said, you see, only from what I was doing? Yes. You were gold. And the Lord said, if you treat hard your body, don't harm yourself. But it must be known by everybody that woman, that man, that boy, that girl, love the Lord. It will be your identity. It will be known by everybody. Not only by you alone. No. Everybody will also see that. is a man, a woman of prayer. He respects God. He loves what God loves. Why? Because he's the one who gives the solution to your problem, to my problem, sin. Take it away. And we need to express our gratitude. This is all what the Bible says. You need to have gratitude. Means, Lord, you help me. Now take my life. Do what you want in my life. The Lord Jesus. Who is Jesus? Jesus is God. He is our Lord and our Savior. He is the one that the Father sends so that we can be saved. We can be reconciliated again with the Father. Because what happened in the Garden of Eden was very serious. It was a poison that the devil put in the world. But the second Adam came. He said, there is a second hope. But there is a price. He paid the biggest price, but we need to have gratitude. Lord, you did everything for us. From now on, I will follow you. And I want to be like you. This is the song that I'm going to sing now. It's in Swahili. It means, Nifanane na weye Yesu. I want to be like you, Jesus. I want to understand what that means. My mind, everything for you. Lord, I want also to experience that. You helped our ancestors in faith. Peter, John, Thomas, they are our ancestors. You help them. Help us also. We want to be like you. Yeah, let me sing it. Maybe I will sit so that I can be comfortable. Nifanane na wewe Yesu, maisha yangu yote. I want to be like you the rest of my life. Jesus Christ, I want to be like you. Teach me to be like you. You say that I will not abandon you like orphans. Orphan is not good. Yeah, orphan is you don't have somebody to help you. You are exposed to any kind of bad things. But he said, I will send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will help you. You will have love. You will, the Holy Spirit will come with those things, love, joy, the joy that the world cannot give, peace, kindness. There are people who are not kind. Kindness, you will be able to control yourself. You will be able to respect others. All those things comes with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Lord wants us to be his representative. He wants us to show everybody that we are like him. And we need the Holy Spirit. This is the song. I want to be like you, Jesus.
Nifanane na wewe Yesu maisha ni Nikufuate paka wewe Yesu ila siku ya maisha yangu nifanane na wewe Yesu maisha ni mwangu Nikufuate paka wewe Yesu ila siku ya maisha yangu Bwana Yesu ulikufa kumusalaba juu yangu kera muna maji ilimwagika juu yangu Bwana Yesu ulikufa kumusalaba juu yangu Muna maji ili mwanduka juu yangu yonde nzambe na bokasi bonso yonde sengeli na lokumu ya bikelamu na yo nalingi nazala ndengo bongiselanga kolo yesu kisino okoya yonde nzambe na bokasi bonso yonde osengeli na lokumu ya bikelamu na yo nalingi nazala ndengo bongiselanga kolo yesu kikino okoya emwana nzambe yonde okufaki yesu na ekolosu ponanga yo mayinyaso esopalaki ponanga mwana nzambe yonde okufaki na ekolosu ponanga makila na mayi esopalaki ponanga.
If you don't mind, I will say a few words of prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, our Savior, our God, we are so very happy this morning because you are reminding us who you are. Thank you, Lord, because you want us to trust you more. Thank you, Lord, because you want us to obey you more. You want us to love you more. You know how weak we are, Jesus. Help us as you did it to your first disciples who followed you, even if things were difficult. We want also, Lord, to follow you until the end. Help us, Lord. You promised, Lord, you said you will not abandon us like orphans. You will send the Holy Spirit. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Father. We want to be the salt. We want to be the light of this world. We want people to understand who you are through us. Help us, Lord. Use us, Lord. Thank you for forgiving our sins. Thank you for helping us to grow spiritually. Bless this church, Lord. Do many goods in this place. All the people who are coming to this place, give the capacity of the leaders so that they can teach what is correct to help people to be really saved and experience a good quality of the Christian life. We praise your name. You live forever. Amen.